Thank you for downloading Producer's Pick from Sounds True, a podcast dedicated to bringing you moving, captivating, and intriguing selections from our programs. In this podcast, the producers at Sounds True have chosen a selection from a program they worked on, which caught their attention as a unique or special moment in the recording process. This week's episode, The Power of Image, comes from the audio program Dream Birth from Catherine Schoenberg. Mitchell Klute, a producer at Sounds True, was with Catherine Schoenberg in the Sounds True studio for this recording. Here's what Mitchell has to say about this week's producer's pick.
Catherine's Dream Birth work uses guided imagery exercises to ease the challenges and fears of pregnancy and birth. Catherine's own training in imagery runs deep. She is the founder of the School of Images, a longtime practitioner of Kabbalah of Light, and the author of Kabbalah and the Power of Dreaming. Here, she explains how the dream birth process works and how the body can respond almost instantaneously to the power of image.
You can download the entire program, Dream Birth by Catherine Schoenberg, at SoundsTrue.com. And now, our producer's pick, The Power of Image.
Hello. My name is Catherine Schoenberg. I am a dreamer. For 40 years, I've been teaching the power of dreaming to transform our minds, emotions, and bodies. Dreaming is the language of your right brain. It rules most of the subconscious activities of your mind, emotions, and body. While language uses words and logical sequencing, dreaming uses form. We are informed. If I say chair, you understand the word. If I say visualize a chair, can you describe it? Can you sit in it? How does it feel? I'm using a different part of your brain, one that understands the 3D experience of sitting in a chair. The old adage is that a picture is worth a thousand words. Imagine that you're looking at a plate on which is a lemon cut in two. What are you sensing? For my part, I start to salivate immediately. I smell the freshness of the lemon. Its taste is on my tongue. I have a vivid memory of a day on the beach in Malaga, squeezing lemon on a freshly grilled sole. My body registers the heat of the sun and the salty breeze. I shiver with pleasure. All that simply from looking at a cut lemon in your mind's eye. The body understands images. Show it a sexy image and it will get aroused. Which means that image is a fantastic tool to get your body to do what you want. The same thing happens for the emotions. Emotions are movements in the body that most of us haven't learned to regulate. You can do that by using images. Your mind can't stop chatting? An image will capture its attention, sending your mind's eye to focus in a different direction. Sports psychologists teach their clients to rehearse by visualizing their moves perfectly. That is simple. But getting your heart to beat at a slower rate? Lowering your blood pressure? Getting your cervix to open or close at will? Getting your babies to turn into the right position for birth? What about clearing old belief systems that have plagued every woman in your family for generations? Dissolving old resentments and fears that constrict your body and make your womb too acid to conceive? You are going into labor. That means work, effort. You need to get ready. And you can have fun doing it. Did you try sitting in the chair you visualize? What happened when you looked at the cut lemon? Short imagery exercises, especially tailored to produce the changes and transformation you need, will put you in the optimum state to conceive, gestate, give birth, and bond. This is the work that I do. How do I know what you need? I too am a mother, and I've delved deeply into my memories of that experience to know what you may need. And I was assisted by a group of 7 birth professionals, whose names and photos you can see in my book, Dream Birth, also published by Sounds True. These wonderful women met with me every Wednesday for 7 years. They told me what their clients needed. I wrote the exercises. They tested them on themselves and on their clients in their homes and in the labor rooms. You will be experiencing some of these exercises yourself very soon. To do so, all you need is a quiet space, a chair, and a notebook to record your dream birth exercises. The exercises are done sitting up to stay conscious, since you are in a mild dreaming state when you do them, legs and arms uncrossed. If this is uncomfortable, then by all means lie down. Close your eyes, listen, and visualize. And since you will be closing your eyes, don't listen to this program while driving. Then it is good practice to write down what you have just experienced. Sometimes your images will show you something that only your doctor or midwife can help you with. Go to your doctor or midwife. These exercises are not meant to do away with your birth practitioner, but to enhance your experience. They are there to help yourself. If you have a disturbing image, you will learn to respond to its necessity. For instance, if something is dirty, return to the dream image and simply clean it. If something is broken, repair it. In this way, you communicate to your body what it needs to do to get healthy. Your body understands that language and will respond. How to harness the power of your imagination to intend and manifest your dream of conceiving a baby, of having an easy pregnancy, a perfect birth, a calm and happy baby, is the journey we're going to undertake together.